Whoa. Who's all these guys on the Mulehorn Gaming Podcast tonight? Like, I don't know who these guys are.
This is one be... sexy podcast.
Wow. Yeah, tonight's going to be fun.
He's the leader of the sexy. We're just following.
No, yeah. Dude. No. See, I got my Modelo right here. Yeah. It's...
Thank God you guys told me this is a shirt on stream.
Oh, Nate. Ooh. That made me a little. It's optional. You are in all black. I do have Darth Vader, so we're representing death here. So. Yeah. Hey. Well, guys, we have a fun podcast. So we're going to do a fireside chat with PlayStation Showcase. It's going to be fun. We got our cool bros here, N64 Josh and Nady Nay. And, you know, it's going to be awesome. For you guys that don't know these two cool cats with me, Josh has a very awesome, successful podcast you should check out. Josh, could you give me your infomercial?
Infomercial? Let's see. For the last 15 years, I've been in the podcast coal mines. I host the Nintendo Powercast. We have an incredible like crew. Honestly, Nightcrawler, Johnny, and Cheesy. We do a weekly show with all four of us Thursdays at around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. And then as of recent, I'm basically a full-time podcaster now. So I'm doing multiple shows a day, Nintendo news, also but just like... I'm
that Nintendo's like all the way up at the top now, right? Like your Nintendo podcast?
So it's actually been there since 9 months after the show started.
Dang.
I didn't like... Here's how terrible I am at like celebrating things. Like... Nintendo launched their show and they didn't have any of the SEO juice for it. So when their show launched, I found probably 1500 new listeners because on Apple, the Nintendo Powercast went to number 2 in games and hobbies. Like that week that Nintendo launched theirs, I was scared to death. Honestly, I was like, yo, the Nintendo ninjas are going to take me out. Like I almost made the like, I don't think TikTok was a thing really then, but it was like, I'm healthy, guys. If I die, it's because Nintendo killed me. But yeah, so like it's been there, and it's just like, I don't know. I just started celebrating stuff. I went to therapy, my mindset changed, and everything started like going a different direction. You know?
Love it.
Like,
dude.
So yeah, it's a ton of fun. I'm helping other shows get off the ground. I'm launching shows. I have a business helping people start their own shows, and they show up to a studio similar to this. I hit record, I upload, and take care of everything for them. So
bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. And we have Nady Nay too, who's the king of raps. Like he is. Yes, sir. Didn't you do a rap for Josh too?
I worked on it. Then I had another kid.
Oh,
kids ruin dad life. Everything.
They do. I can't go pro now.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, so what do you do, Nitty Nay, other than...
How do I even follow that up after Josh said? I do this for a living. Why? I'm still 9 to 5, and I just consume all you... Let me rephrase that. I consume all your guys' content.
Tell me more.
That's Word about it. Start with D. I'm the low man on the totem pole around here.
Yeah. But you have amazing rap skills. Thank you. Seriously, bro. Amazing.
It's been a long time since I've done that. So it felt good to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, you appreciate you shaking the rust off.
Shaking something off.
Try me.
Oof. Yeah. Hey, so should we talk about video games, I guess?
Oh, like while we're here?
Maybe. Did any of you guys watch the PlayStation showcase? I'm just curious.
Absolutely.
Can we just call it Games Fest? Because it
wasn't much of a show. I mean, if you want to call it that, I don't even know if it is that. Like,
well, yeah, it was for everybody.
Like the first, I don't know. Like the first 45 minutes was like a big L for me. I was just like, really? This is it?
I'll tell you one thing. When June 11th comes, I don't want to hear anything about CGI from anybody.
Yes. And yes.
I don't want to hear it at all.
Yep.
I mean, as long as Xbox shows actual gameplay for more than one game and announces more than one first party title, they kind of got a winner there. Because after I saw this, I came walked away with like four titles that I was interested in that weren't first party. And then, of course, the bangers we'll talk about at the end. But I was like, I usually expect better from PlayStation showcases. What just happened?
Yeah, this looked like Google Play.
Stadia showcase.
Like, seriously, man, like some of it I was watching, I was just like, okay, and people complain about the Xbox Summer Game Fest and the showcase they do. And like all this was trailers. Like you got hardly, there was only, I think, one game we really got a lot of gameplay in, or a couple, I should say. But like, Josh, what do you think as a Nintendo guy?
I think I just watched what people said on Twitter because I didn't have time to watch it. And nor do I. I mean, I just saw that they made the Wii U. And I'm like, why are you copying Nintendo's failed system? You
know, what was that? Prime, you're talking about it before the cast. Yeah, like,
can you throw the Wii U and come back to you? Because apparently this one you can. It's a literal boomerang.
Yeah, let me see how you find it.
The batarang.
There you go.
The tweet I saw that showed it being put together by the Ultra Hand in Tears of the Kingdom, where there was just goop on both sides of the screen.
My gosh.
That is money right there. That's it. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can do so much already without a handheld. And it's just going to be, I think it's, to me, it's just a money grab. I don't see much of the point in it. I mean, especially if you're going to sit in the house with Wi-Fi, why not play the console? But
spend $100 on a backbone, hook it up to your phone, and just play it that way. Like,
exactly. That is one solid option that already exists that's far cheaper.
Yeah.
This showcase is supposed to talk to us, right? Josh, no PS5. Mule, no PS5. Me, no PS5. I mean, nothing here made me go, I need to buy a PS5.
Right?
I'd rather go win one at a bingo game or something.
Bingo. Oh my gosh. Yeah, like I seriously have thought, like, for myself, like, why do I even want an Xbox at this point? Because there's like no first party games. And I was really like, this game actually looked really cool that we're seeing on the screen right now, the Helldivers or whatever.
Helldivers, yeah.
Yeah. But like, I have to kind of agree with you. Like, Nathan, they were like, I didn't feel like there was anything for me, man. I was just like Spider-Man at the end, but everything else, I was just kind of like, well, that looks like a, and I'm not trying to crap on indie games, but I was like, is this what I'd buy a PS4 for? Like, to watch indie games? Like, play indie games?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to play Spider-Man 2, I get us, you know, drop $500 plus $600 to play it, and that probably the only game I played for a long time based on the showcase alone. If they showed more,
yep,
that could probably change their mind. But I might just still slog it on PS4. I mean, it looked pretty good last game, and I don't see a huge improvement. But it's not saying it looks bad. It just, I don't see like a major improvement. So like, I think on PS4 I can handle this game. So why do I need to buy a new console?
I think you need to be careful with when you say show me more, because if you want cats games, I think there was three or four cat games there.
Yes. Oh. I remember seeing chat wherever I was watching. It's like, oh, another cat game.
Great. I mean, Stray was famous. It was a big game. You never know. So, sorry, almost.
I think they did that for you, Mule, because they know you got a cat recently. So they're like, we gotta throw this one in for Mule.
This is true. I did. But no, I like what Jedi says here. So what I thought is that PlayStation Showcase for some of those games are coming to Xbox. Like, was there maybe one exclusive I saw? Did y'all see any other exclusives? Like,
what was that one? Phantom Blade, Phantom. I think that one was going to be exclusive, timed or not. I don't know, because it says coming to PS5. And that's an exclusive on PS5. Ran out of breath.
Yeah. You're so worked up because, like,
yeah, dude. Three exclusives. So besides yeah. Spider-Man and the Helldivers.
Yeah.
What was the third one?
I mean, there was nothing.
PC. I mean,
oh, there you go. See, not platform exclusive.
There's nothing that made me want to like buy a PS4 out of this showcase because like watching Zelda makes me want to have a Switch, right? If I didn't have a Switch, like I would want to go buy a Switch for Zelda, you know. But I didn't see like anything. Like even this game we're watching right here, what is this like
something Immortals. AVM Immortals.
Yeah.
It's like a Doctor Strange magic shooter. And it looks pretty cool. I mean, you can do some of the stuff on what's the game? Ghostwire Tokyo. Mm-hmm. It's very similar, but this looks like it's, you know, a little bit of that meets Destiny. It could be pretty cool based on what I'm seeing. But it's on all platforms, so I mean.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but like if I have a cool game like this with like lots of like projectile looking stuff, I want to see it in third person. So I can see all the cool stuff, you know?
That makes sense. Well, hey, speaking of them showing all multi-plat games, as Nate pointed out on Twitter, and I showed you.
Oh, yes.
What was up with IGN's tweet where they took
here we go.
The Xbox's graphics showing all the games coming to multi-plat? It's like, hey, all these games are coming here too. Took away the Xbox graphics, put on PlayStation Showcase IGN and tweeted it out. I'm like, come on, IGN.
Look at that, dude. It's so bad. It's literally just
they tagged lazy their own
intern tweet.
And like, here's the original Xbox. Like, very clear.
Yeah.
Very yep. clear that they took that right off of Xbox just
come on.
Threw IGN over here on the side here. Like, it's just.
I know they're not Kotaku yet, but they're kind of leaning. I will always go to them for walkthrough guides, but I don't find much else.
Kotaku needs other requirements and comparisons.
Dude, it's just frustrating. It's, yeah. It's just frustrating, man. Like, as a gamer, I don't know how you guys feel, but like, there's just not a lot of great, like, gamer news for gamers yes. out there, you know? Yes.
Games Radar, no good anymore. That one, yeah. Variety is starting to try. They're crap.
Is it not great, or is it kind of getting oversaturated? I mean, this is kind of a debate. I mean,
good question.
You know what I mean? Like, is it just too much?
I think it just sucks. I mean, that's why you need N64Josh.com and you need MillhornGaming.com because, you know, it just sucks.
Gaming's in a weird place, right? We've grown up from most of us, I think, here have grown up from the NES days on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe Super Nintendo on. And we've been able to see the evolution of these consoles and the way things like, you know, the hype around Super Mario World from Super Mario Brothers, right? The Legend of Zelda to the Link to the Past, Metroid to Super Metroid, right? Then continue on Mario 64 from Super Mario World, right? Then Mario Sunshine and the stuff that was done on the GameCube with like Star Wars was absolutely bonkers on the GameCube. It was like, how are they doing these graphics? Like Factor 5 was, they were magicians back then. You know, now everything's typically up there when it comes to graphics, or at least it looks good. But then now the conversations are usually like, why is this running so poorly?
Right.
You know, and it's like I found out recently, I was doing the Nintendo news, like, Zelda was done in March of 2022 and they polished it for over a year.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. The game looks great. Like, especially that prologue, dude, the way you like fly in it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Like
but that level of I mean, they took the time to polish it. What's strange with Nintendo right now, we don't even, they've made no announcement for an E3/summer event. They pulled out of E3 when that was happening, right?
Yeah.
And then literally at their investors meeting, they said Mario Kart DLC, Pikmin 4, Pokemon DLC, and Metroid Prime 4 TBA. like, because we don't know when that game's, we have no clue when that game's coming out, right? So that, to me, I brought it up on the on my show today. I'm like, is there a chance that, like, the other thing is they put out their business email today, and in the downloads, like, for the new games, it was like cassette something or other. It was like a basically an indie game, another like Marquette or something indie game, and then Digital Spotlight. Oh, in Animal Crossing, you can do the museum event today. And it's like, what? Why are they talking about Animal Crossing when they said no more updates? And so maybe as kind of a little bit of a topic, I pose the question, do we see Nintendo doing strictly DLC until there's like Sharp has basically said, yo, we're making a new screen for a new system of some kind. So we know there's either a Switch Pro or a whole new system that's like, you know, Switch Super, Switch, Switch 2U, I don't know, whatever. And then so like I feel like one of the biggest problems with the gaming industry is when a new console comes out, they don't know whether to put it on their old consoles, put it on both, and then make the games not that great. Or is Nintendo testing the waters of, yo, we're going to push a bunch of DLC to end the life cycle of the Switch. And then, you know, Tears of the Kingdom, probably Mario Kart and everything will get like deluxe versions for this new system while they are then, you know, marketing and pushing to this. Because it feels like, I mean, they basically came out with the Switch and said, yo, we're gonna do all this ourselves because third parties have abandoned us. And then they've since gotten some third parties back on board, like Square Enix is crushing, Ubisoft's done some things. But it's like, we're just, and the other thing to throw the whole thing, you know, to, like Nate was saying, like, is it oversaturated? Like, games as a service have disrupted mainline games so very much that, like, I don't know that a lot of these studios even know what to do at this point, because it's like, you know, how do you compete with a Fortnite unless you try to make something similar? You know, Apex also, Warzone. I love Halo, but I'm not even going to mention it. And,
we don't talk about Halo. No.
Yeah. It's a strange time. We don't, it's not the 360 era where it was like game DLC. We played multiplayer for hours. Everybody was in. It's like gaming is super divided, you know? And for those of us that have been in it for a long time, we're like, this isn't how it used to be, but I don't know that anybody knows who's driving right now.
Yep.
I was going to say too, like with the oversaturated, like GTA or was it Take Two came out and said that GTA is going to be the first $1 billion game. And what happens if you put that much investment into a game and you don't make it back? I mean, these games are getting way, way longer to take or way longer to make. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a live service tag added to it and they only sell 5 million copies, I mean, you're falling. I think that's what's happening with Activision and stuff like that, and why they're looking to sell possibly, is that Call of Duty is getting a lot to keep following up with and a lot of dev costs. And
it's just so expensive now. And, you know,
and you can't really chase trends now because games take so long. You know, I mean, like if a comic book character is hot right now and they're like, all right, let's make a, like what Marvel's hot right now? I can't even.
Iron Man, Wolverine. That's two, I think, right?
Yeah, Wolverine's already taken. Well, say like a Star Wars game, like a Mando game. If they just start now, we're going 5-6 years. It's I mean, who knows? The Mando might be over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even looking at Jedi's mess, you know, his message here where it says, but also as a new age of gamers, are like, we want it now, or we send death threats and the devs release games early and then gamers are mad. Like,
yeah,
it's also their release. I mean, Star Wars Jedi Survivor came out with all, I didn't hear people stoked about the game. I heard about the complaints, right? Like Halo came out with like a, it ran good, but it was a lack of content. And like these stories continue on. And it's like, I feel like the old guard is kind of hanging on for like this, like let's do a normal game and then DLC. And if they're going to stumble along the way, like you're not going to get any of these kids that are sitting in Fortnite. And I mean, I don't even game as much, nearly as much as I used to, but Fortnite says Star Wars is coming. Guess where I'm heading?
Yeah. Fortnite. That's what I did.
Yeah. Like yeah, I spent the money. I bought the extra battle pass and I played through until I completed it. Like,
yeah,
I made the time to game basically. Cause I haven't been gaming that much. Zelda's kind of reinvigorated my love for gaming again. And like,
yeah,
started making me take the time. And I even sat down and took a little break today and played a little bit of Halo just because I'm like, I want to keep up on it. I enjoy doing the weekly stuff on there. So
yeah,
but I think it's also like as everybody gets so busy and there's an attention grab everywhere, you know, you got instant gratification and dopamine on TikTok and everything like that. It's almost like we have to schedule our time to like sit and do a single player game. Whereas like, Nate, I know you play a lot of Rocket League, right? Mm-hmm. 'Cause like you can play that until, I gotta end up to this match. Right. Like, and the single player stuff, if we don't stay with it, a lot of times you do like a big RPG. You're like, where was I? What was I doing? How do I do this?
That's a fight. I mean, that you come back, you're like, what were the buttons? What am I doing? Yeah, how do I make, right, you know, that if you don't come back to it in a decent time? Yeah. That age kicks in.
I think too, man, like I think the problem is like studios and developers are stuck with people that are invested in their organizations and they want to see dollar signs, right? So the thing that makes dollar signs is multiplayer games. But we also see that single player games do really well, but they just don't make as much money over time or as quick, right? And they don't keep people like top of mind. Like that's the thing they say in marketing, you want to stay top of mind, right? You want to stay top of mind. You want to stay top of their inbox, top of mind. And so it's like why spend time making a really cool single player game like God of War Ragnarok and everyone's playing it for a month. And then after that, it just, where did it go? You know, it just kind of faded out and fizzled out.
Well, games but, like that, they have buttons on the screen, right, to remind you what buttons to push.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jedi, no, we got to talk about this.
Bring back loot boxes.
Bring back what?
That nobody.
Why would you want to do that to us, Jedi? Don't do that, bro. Oh,
I don't think the EU will allow it, will they?
I don't. That's a good point, actually. So, what do you guys think about this comment from Servant? Gamers are the worst part of gaming right now. I mean,
I think it's true.
Yep.
I think it's fans are the worst part of any fandom. Honestly, Star Wars. Gamers, like
moviegoers,
like people want to like gatekeep, and you know, like it's one thing to have an opinion, but it's one thing to like, you know, again, the death threats and the like. Yeah, I would love it if Kathleen Kennedy left Star Wars, but I'm not gonna send her a death threat, you know,
like, right,
it's not, that's, it's just entertainment,
right? Yeah, it's I don't know. See, I don't know if it's really the gamer. It's almost like instant gratification. We've gotten so used to things being so fast. Like we grew up in an era where like, you know, when a game came out, that was it. If there's bugs, you just.
Yeah. It's a different age for sure.
Yeah. And it's just different now. It's just,
yeah, I think that's the investors, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you have to have deadlines for games, and you know, if it's hard to, I don't know, it's one of the things where it's, you have the creators and then you have the publishers and then you have people that are investing into the publishers, and then it's like you have to have deadlines, but there's got to be some type of, you know, like balance there, like. I know it's hard if you're like, say, if you're doing construction, you can't be like, hey, well, you know what? I need another year.
Right.
No, yeah. I'm already renting this office for when it's built. I can't. So it's hard to have like, it's hard to have that middle ground with it. And yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's
like Josh said, you know, we're in a weird place for sure. You got the old guard, and the way it's worked for years. You got new players that want instant gratification. You got investors that want things done at a certain time. You got games with history of not launched properly. I mean, that's four different pressure points there to make a good game in a certain period of time. It's wild.
So are we part of the problem when we say there's no gaming, good gaming news, or like, you know, PlayStation was an L except for the last part of the PlayStation, you know, showcase?
I think for the past few years, we don't know. We have come to expect having our socks like rocked off our feet, right? And there's blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into every one of those games that we saw in that showcase. Yeah. And if they had showed those games 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, we would have been like, yo, it's the best thing ever. But now it's just like everything else. Like, no, you have to really, really impress. And then the younger generation, I mean, my kids, you know, my boys are in their early 20s. They're playing Call of Duty. They're playing Valorant. They're playing Minecraft still because that's nostalgia for them, and maybe some Fort. And that's, you know, I think my younger son will play some Destiny every now and again because he, you know, but that's it. It's games as a service. They don't care about campaigns. They don't care about single player stuff. Like, it's not a thing for them.
Is it because they want it quicker, instant type endorphin hits or something? Or
I think it's competition. I think it's the thrill. Yeah. That's why we've been playing, you know, Halo and Halo 2 and all the way back to GoldenEye and even, you know, Mario Kart. It's like the fact that I can compete in something from my, you know, from my bedroom and like still like showcase skills and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's that's a whole other factor. And I know that, I mean, my older son today is possibly being scouted to coach Warzone. Or Call of Duty. Yeah,
is this the same son that was sweaty in Halo?
Sweaty in Halo, sweaty in Fort. Like, could have easily gone pro in Fort and probably COD right now too. Like, he's so good that the website that he plays on has banned him from PC because he gets they'd say he's cheating. So he got a PlayStation. He's still winning just as much, and so he's going back to.
Yeah.
But then he would find out that people he was playing with were cheating. He's like, are you kidding me? Like,
it
was so frustrating for him. So yeah, I mean, I'm pushing him. I'm like, bro, you go for this, you know, like
get a YouTube channel, start
all the time, dude. It's a continual come like, bro, you have such a gift, you know, like keep at it. Like, he should
make me a millionaire, son.
I don't even care. I'm just like, get that bag for yourself, you know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm go, baby. Like,
yeah,
I just want to see him. I just don't want to see him like live the life I did. I just want to see him like thrive in something that's, you know, not conventional and pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah, Servant says in chat, look at Apex and other BRs, you can die and start a new match in 30 seconds. Yeah. What do you think about that, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely the dopamine hit, right? And like Fortnite, they've made it to where like they really did crack the code because it doesn't matter your skill level, you can get victory royales. And even if they're only few and far between, it's still, and there's just something about like, you don't know what you're going to pull with each chest. Like, they're probably going to get like completely destroyed in court one day for the stuff they've figured out with humans that makes us want to just keep, you know, finding those chests and, you know, all that stuff. It's it's a ton of fun. And when you get to run around with a lightsaber and a blaster and it's like, yo, this is done better than some of the games that are like straight up Star Wars games.
Dude,
I'm here for it.
I was thinking that the other day is like, why does Fortnite have some of the best Star Wars content right now outside of like Jedi Survivor? Like,
all I was thinking while I was playing was, why doesn't like Lucasfilm get Fortnite to just do an offshoot of Star Wars and just continually have a Star Wars Fortnite going? Like,
that would be huge.
Isn't that
with Unreal Engine?
Isn't that Hunter's game?
That's a mobile. Oh my gosh.
Nate. When's that coming out,
Nate? Oh my gosh.
When's that game coming out? It was supposed to be out this year, like early this year, I think.
I don't want everything service, right? I mean, because that'll kill options, and then we're gonna be screwed big time.
Yep. Yeah, there's gotta be a balance.
Yeah, but me personally, like right now for my lifestyle, I don't get like, you know, all these Souls games that people are talking about right now. That's not fun. I don't like dying a million times. For me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like dying millions of times. You know, I watched you die millions of times against that boss in Jedi Survivor.
That is true. It took me 17 times.
But I don't get gratification after finally beating a boss anymore. I get more gratification, you know, beating 12-year-olds at Call of Duty. That's way fun.
And doesn't Call of Duty kind of haven't they kind of cracked the code in a way too, where it's like your campaign, your regular multiplayer, and your free-to-play BR? Like, that seems like it is the formula, yet Fortnite's just like, nah, we're just gonna do, you know, we're just, and like Fortnite is the result of a failed game. Like, they were like,
well, yeah,
this wasn't fun, so let's try this. And look on Twitch right now. How many people are watching? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
It helps that it's free and everywhere too, right? I mean, sure. That was like the first free game to PUBG was first, right?
Yes. Well, PUBG, I think you had to pay actually at first.
Oh, okay.
I think you had to pay $30. I don't remember.
I mean, maybe so. It's hard to be so good at a game, right?
Yeah.
Not that I would know, but it's hard to be so good at something, then go to another game and suck at it, and you're like, I'm going back to where I'm dominant.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that has a huge part of it too.
Yeah.
That's me with the opposite when it comes to multiplayer or battle royale games. Like, I jump into them for the fun, the excitement, the camaraderie, the competition. I know I'm not very good at them, so I go back to my single player games, and you know, that's my thing. So it's, yeah, Fortnite, they got it. They have cracked the code for sure. And like I said, it's a free game, but also one of the most profitable games. And if you're trying to create a new game, you can't copy Fortnite all that much, but you know what they're doing is awesome. So you got all these hybrid games coming out, and some of them just don't make it because they're not one thing or the other. It's so many games coming out now that are trying to appease so many crowds, but they just don't hit the mark.
Foam Party is going to take over for...
Oh, Fortnite. Foam Party is where it's at, man.
Bubble Splatoon.
Hey, we got to talk about this in the PlayStation Showcase. I want to know, because all of you guys...
Oh, here we go.
I got to call out Prime. Are you going to come back to Destiny, bro?
I saw this, and as soon as I saw Cade 6, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I had chills. I'm like, I am sitting here thinking about jumping back into Destiny. I swore this game off. What the frick is happening? I did talk today with my coworker, and we were talking about, because he stopped playing too, because he didn't have time for the grind. And all the things you got to do to stay up to date and all the rating and stuff. And I'm like, you're right, man. I still want to get into it, maybe just for Cade 6, but I know there's so much I got to do and group stuff that I can't do. I've gone from like, I'm never playing the game again, to ragging on it. Now I'm like, I'm still torn. What has Bungie done to me in a small 30-second clip?
Yep. Josh is coming back. I know Nate's going to go past the first level this time.
I like how Mule passed the ball to Thad with that, so he didn't want to be the only person jumping back
that
in.
Is exactly what happened.
I didn't want to be called out and be by myself. That's basically it.
Yeah. How far have you gotten recently with the community buying you the game?
I'm all the way caught up with DLC. I just got to finish the story, and I don't have a high enough light level, so I got to grind a little bit to finish the story. But
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, that's
that Destiny talk.
Destiny is so like thick right now. You need to make it simpler, cleaner for people to get into, I think. So, but yeah, it's like, go ahead, Prime.
I would say it's a wonderful game. It's rich in the story when they give it to you in small chunks that don't last very long. It's all the in between that gets people lost.
It's so many, game so, many jokes, so many jokes there. I'm just like, I'm
handing it to you guys.
PG-13. I'm gonna, you know.
But yeah, if you're not familiar with it, it's not your style of game. It's gonna be hard for you to get involved in enough for you to actually get somewhere. Like, hey, I beat this. I'm caught up. It's gonna take a while.
It's very, very, very deep and very, very complex. So.
I know what that drug is like, and I can't go back.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know, I mean, I got friends working on the game. Like, the game looks like it's a lot of fun now. You know, but if I can't, like, do you guys remember what it was like in the D1 days where we never touched any other games coming to Xbox? Like, all we did, I'm like.
Yeah,
the amount of gamer score I gained during the Destiny days, like crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and all the constantly scheduling your life around when can I get in the Raven Boys? When can I get in the Raven Boys?
Yep,
that's what it was.
Yep. Hey, what about as well the since we're kind of talking PlayStation Showcase here, what about the like earbuds?
Oh, okay. I can't the earbuds. Take that thing seriously on the screen. I just look at it and start laughing.
Are you talking about the boomerang here?
Yeah, the streaming controller in half.
Yeah, what are they trying to get in cloud gaming right now, right?
It's like, it's not even cloud, it's like a remote play. So you have to be near your PS5, I think.
Wi-Fi. Yep. So I think you can take it with you. Is it same Wi-Fi?
Well,
it probably.
I'm gonna find out because this thing has baffled me all day as I've talked about it a few times. I'm like,
so this thing. I mean, you don't need it because you can actually pause Sony games.
Yeah,
since they're not multiplayer. Yeah.
So it's remote play over Wi-Fi. So that means you could be in your hotel room if you had good enough Wi-Fi, apparently, and fire it up. You can also do it with a backbone.
What hotel room has good Wi-Fi? Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Maybe your hotspot on your phone. I don't know.
Look at the earbuds, though, man. The earbuds, I actually kind of thought about this. That's actually pretty smart. What do y'all think?
Cool. Those are pretty cool.
I mean, if they sound as good as they can come close to overhead game, if they can produce a good, rich sound, maybe good for gaming and other stuff.
Good $300 purchase, and then that one's $400. Probably.
Oh, that's how much it is? No.
Dude, the G Cloud's like $300, right? Then you have to put the Sony stamp on it, so add an extra $50 to $100.
Yeah, exactly.
That Logitech G Cloud is a streaming thing. And this one has a DualSense, kind of.
It's earbuds and a new Walkman announcement. We're gonna get a new Walkman.
I don't know. I don't see the appeal. To me personally, because of all the options we already have, but I people are going to buy it, and it's going to be bought. So
yeah,
Servant and I were talking about this, right? So like, say this thing is $300. So you got $300 handheld, the PlayStation, the PSVR. That's a PC. That's like $1,500 or something.
Yep, just buy a PC and get Xbox Game Pass. Crazy. Yeah. Seriously.
I do see. I talked about it on NPC today, and like, I understand the appeal of the second screen. Like, I mean, since the Wii U came out, I would play games while I had Netflix on, or while I had a movie on, or what, you know, watching TV, and like, you can kind of double dip that way. So
yeah,
the comments on my TikTok where I was like, yo, was this them copying the Wii U? Like, there's a handful of comments that are like, I can't wait to get this thing, you know, and of course their avatar is like a dinosaur from Horizon or whatever. And it's just like, okay, you've definitely taken the blue pill or whatever. So
yeah,
like it's just, but I get that, you know, like if single TV household, it gives you the chance that way, you know, there are some definite uses for it. And I've remote played with my Xbox and, it's hardwired. If your PlayStation's hardwired, maybe this works well, but you know, I was trying to remote play back on the PlayStation 3 days with my Vita and stuff, like, or my my PSP, you know, and it was always kind of a rough go. So
Yeah.
Maybe it works, but yeah, the fact that it's not cloud or something like that, because that's the other thing. You fire up your backbone on your phone and you can jump into cloud with all the Game Pass stuff. And
exactly.
It's not perfect, of course, but it's like it's playable. Like,
and if you have a newer phone, the resolution's phenomenal for the small screen you have.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you know how sometimes you get that, like, you know how it glitches or lags? On cloud. Imagine playing that, and me and Servant were talking about this too. Imagine getting that and your DualSense delays, and so you get like DualSense delay, all the haptic feedback starts on like a minute later.
That would be interesting,
because they said it comes with all the DualSense stuff. So
that is interesting. Hey, quick cap here, Spider-Man, what'd y'all think about that trailer? Enough for you to get a PlayStation 5?
Still thinking about that.
For me, not only...
I don't know if I can justify getting a PS5. I want to justify it probably so I can get the best out of this game. But I want to play the game nonetheless. My console might be on airplane mode as far as sound, but it'll get rocked eventually.
I know Josh wants to get a PlayStation 5. Like,
I bought one.
You already have one. Wow.
No, I returned it.
Jeez.
The plastic.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, I bought it and I'm just like, it sat in the box for like 2 weeks and I was like, I'm not going to open this. I don't have time. I returned it.
Wow.
I want to. Like, I want to jump in, but it's like, again, like, I haven't even started Jedi Survivor yet. It's sitting on my Xbox.
You gotta play that, bro. And so good.
I mean, I'm at the point that I'm like, in order to get through it fast enough, I may just throw it on easy and run through it, and then if I like it enough, go back and do some other plays. But like, just like, gaming time is kind of at a premium for me, so it's like it's just not like the old, like, I'm too busy. I got too many irons in the fire. And Spider-Man, you know, I love Spider-Man on the OG Xbox back in the day. Like, there was a cel-shaded one where you could play as Venom and stuff. Like,
yeah,
those were fantastic. They have not been a pull for me since then, honestly. Like, to me, it's just like, we did this so much on the original Xbox that it just didn't, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I remember getting like fatigue basically, and then never wanting to go back to it. It's not something that if I end up with a PlayStation, I'll probably play it, but it's not something that I'm like, yo, I need to rush out and play this. It doesn't pull me in.
Yeah. I mean, that's wow. I don't even know what to say, Josh. Nintendo
surprising,
fanboy.
But fair.
Yeah, right.
I'm with them. This doesn't do anything for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Number one, like, I'm not the biggest Marvel guy, right? So that's, I mean,
yeah.
Why that's did you the selling point. These guys, Mule?
But it looks cool. I've always liked Venom, right?
Yeah.
Venom is always a cool character. But watching this trailer, I didn't play the first one, right? Watching this trailer, we were watching it and I'm like, all right, this looks cool. But this is like this whole scene right here is like push triangle, L1, R1, push triangle. You watch him under the bridge scene, it's so many quick time events.
But it's so fun.
But I could watch it on Disney Plus.
Just come to the streams, Nate, and watch the stream. That's all you have to do.
That's all I will do. It's not a selling point for me either.
Yeah.
Did you play God of War?
The old ones on the PS2, which were fantastic.
Okay, because this is like God of War, but a little more acrobatics. It's the same type of buttons. We're doing various combos and abilities, so it's kind of in that same vein. But you haven't played the new one, so never mind. Can't relate to
it. Look at it, it says hold L1. Okay, you're actually aiming. But then there's a point where it's like push triangle, push L1, R1 to dodge this. And it's like,
it's very intuitive once you get into the game. Like,
I could play that with a Fire Stick remote.
Yeah, once Once you get into the game, though, it feels really like it has a really good feeling combat system, similar to like God of War, where you just feel like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And if you like Spider-Man, like at all, you will absolutely love the game because the combat
looks great.
Yeah. I mean, it
looks cool.
And the cinematics and the story is pretty fantastic. Yes. Too. So
I mean,
get caught up in your emotions and feels and decisions. And it's good.
I didn't know games had story.
What's that?
I know, right?
It's not COD.
What's Rocket League story?
I skip.
Yeah.
Skip scene. Skip.
Time to get up and go get some drink or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I think when I think back on it, I think on the 360, when I was achievement hunting, there were Spider-Man movie games that came out, and they got so repetitive and so many, like, fetch quests and go... I was like... I think that's what I need to experience this game in order to like probably get drawn back in. Right. Because I just remember Spider-Man games kind of leaving a bad taste in my mouth after them being so good and then kind of falling short on the 360.
Oh, dude.
That era.
The PS4 Spider-Man, the first one that came out, like at the end, I was in tears, dude. It was that freaking good.
Oh, wow.
Because like I grew up reading Superman and Spider-Man comics. Like that was my two big things, right? And like it just did so well of like giving you the feel of a Spider-Man and a Spider-Man game that like it, and the story was just great. The story was really good. So I mean if you can, I recommend trying to play through it because it's worth it, man. Like it's when it first came out, it was in contention for game of the year for me.
Yeah.
Because it was that good.
I got you.
Yeah.
Now Wolverine, that's a different story.
Yes. Yes. Agreed again.
Wait for that.
Yeah. Definitely. That's when you get a character like that who's like, especially when he's in a video game, if it's done correctly, it's so fun. Like
it leaves you with one phrase, "Nuff said, bub." Bub.
Yeah. I'm the best there is at what I do.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Like you can have a bad X-Men game and it's still fun to play with Wolverine. So
so true.
That's just facts, right?
Snicked. So
I mean, going back to like all the way to like X-Men 2 on Sega Genesis, like Wolverine has just always been fun to play as a video game. So
my go-to.
I'm here for it. If
all the old Ultimate Alliance games was always Wolverine.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Man, it was I missed out Wolverine. On all those. Oh, so
yeah, those were so good. Yeah,
this looks cool though,
dude. I'm telling you, I'm trying to like sell it here. Oh my gosh, circle.
It's because all this stuff is so scripted. It looks cool though. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
The tutorial doesn't last forever, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, once you start playing the game further in, you have to do it yourself. Like it'll give you a prompt, but you know,
the training wheels go away.
Yes.
The quick time events, right? This is part of the story though. This is like the quick time events right here.
Yeah, it's like you're going through a scripted fight scene right here where you know you have to follow a certain trajectory and things like that. But I'm curious, as we're getting close to the end of the podcast here, what would you say was the best thing about PlayStation Showcase? What would you rate it from 1 to 10? And then overall, was it a dub or an L?
We're looking at the best part right now. Rating wise, I say a 3 out of 10 because it showed probably three good things in my opinion. And overall, I think it's an L because it, even a lot of the PlayStation fanboys are like, really? That's what we got? I mean, if the community is that disappointed, couldn't even bring them in. They didn't do as good as they could have done.
Yep. What do you think, Josh, Mr. Nintendo?
I mean, I don't think it's fair. I don't even think it's fair for me to give it a grade. Like from what I've been seeing here, you know, like even like after watching more of the Spider-Man, I'm more intrigued by it for sure. Like no question. Like it looks like the story is going to be pretty amazing. Honestly, a lot of times though with Spider-Man games too, the last thing I'll say about it is who are the bosses? because the bosses are going to be a factor for me. And the one they showed at the beginning, I'm like, that
Craven,
so corny to me. I just can't like.
Oh, he's good though, man.
He doesn't do anything for me. So that's why I'm just like, that's a bummer. But again, I didn't even sit and watch the whole thing just because I'm like, I know there's probably not good. If the hype levels online had been like, you got to go see, I would have definitely fired it up. But it just seemed like immediately everybody was just like, it's just, and it's unfortunate. I miss the days where like everybody is stoked about stuff that's coming out or like, mm-hmm. like there's a little something for everybody, and you know, and I feel for the marketing teams and for the people that are putting this stuff out too, because it's like, you know, they're hoping that they're putting something together that like everybody's going to get stoked for and it's going to be trending, and you know, and it's just kind of it's like I said at the beginning of the show, it's a weird time in gaming where like there's so much that has to be done to really get people hyped, and it's unfortunate. And it would be, you know, I think we all want to see, and watching the Spider-Man stuff, this is pretty crazy, right? Like they're showcasing some of the horsepower of the PS5. It's awesome, but show that in like three more games, you know. I still think there's an issue with last gen kind of like keeping things held back, and it's such a strange, like we're in such a strange generation with like, they didn't let go of the PS4 and the Xbox One, right? And so it's like, give us a better reason to buy these new consoles. I know a lot of people still are, but like, it doesn't feel like we've really had those like definitive, like this is the reason to get these systems that they've really proved themselves.
Yeah, I'm
couldn't agree more.
I'm almost scared to ask Nady Nay, but.
I'm right there with that, about 3 or 4 out of 10. I really miss old PlayStation, man. I mean that I really liked old PlayStation, and you know there was the old God of Wars or what I like, really liked, and I mean where was Twisted Metal in this? Come on, like stuff like that. Like
thank you.
Where are your IPs that I loved growing up? They're all gone.
Yep.
You know, so I have to give this a 3 out of 10, and you know, definitely I usually call them PlayStation, but they got their L back today or yesterday.
Yeah, I have to agree with all you guys. I mean, other than Spider-Man, everything was kind of an L for me. Like there was nothing really super interesting. I mean, I'm still going to get it so I can play God of War Ragnarok on a PS5 instead of my Destiny taking.
You're gonna replay it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I replayed God of War like 4 times. So
okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll have to replay through the Spider-Man 1 and Miles Morales again on the PS5 because it just looks good. Maybe I'll finally finish Uncharted, but it's like I'm kind of you guys. I think overall is an L. I would probably give it only because of Spider-Man and how much I love Spider-Man. Probably like a 5. But it's definitely a pass. Like, just go find the Spider-Man trailer and watch it. That's all you really need to watch. Everything else was kind of meh, you know. Mm. So
Destiny looked pretty good, didn't it? Destiny.
I will say it did get me hyped to get back into Destiny more, because if Cade 6 is coming back, I want to see how that story is going to shake out, because that's interesting.
Absolutely considering it.
Yeah. Can I change my score to a 2 since they showed Gran Turismo movie trailer?
Yes, you can. You're allowed.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a 3, but the movie trailer. I mean, that's just.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Hey, Nady Nay, Josh, thanks for joining us, guys. That was fun. So yeah,
absolutely.
This is kind of the vibe we have on the podcast here. It's just a fireside chat, man, where we interact with the people on the podcast, people in the chat. So if you ever guys want to come watch us live, if you're listening to us on audio, just check us out on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Jump in the Discord. Sometimes it's every week. Sometimes it's bi-weekly. Best way to keep up with it is just follow us on socials and jump in the Discord. But guys, again, thank you so much.
So glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, guys, that's it. And as we always say, when in doubt, baby, blow it up. Nady Nay hates everything except COD.